15? 1.5? Okay, I'll start sending you $15 a month.
No, it's...
I feel bad now.
But
goddamn right. And
one time.
Remember that.
What if you just paid your league dues and we'll call it even?
Nah, I'm gonna send you 15. <It's> just...
Welcome again to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, and the next time I hold a man down, it's going to be underwater. And I'm joined by a couple of people who need to be reminded that league dues need to be paid by week 10.
I like how you say we need to be reminded, but I don't think neither one of us forgot. I think we both know week 10 is the deadline.
Okay.
I'm on a two-game losing streak, so I might not be paying anyway.
What week are we in?
Week 8.
9.
Okay. Oh, we're 9?
No, we're in week 9 now.
No, still is a 4. Yeah, we had a bye week. Never mind. It is week 9. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Week 2 weeks.
Next Sunday.
Next Monday.
Monday.
After week 10, yeah.
All right, cool.
Next Monday, triple zeros.
If I'm 4-6, I ain't fucking paying.
It's not that difficult to come back. You're about to hit the easy part of your schedule.
Again, if I'm 4-6, I ain't fucking paying. I'm just going to set my lineup and pray for the best after that. My team's locked.
I know where you live. All right. Well,
I ain't got it.
This week, me and these two brokies are discussing Game of Thrones Season 7, Episode 2. Stormborn. An air date of July 23rd, 2017, written by Brian Cox.
Day before my birthday.
Oh. Directed by Mark Mylod and at a rating of 9.27 million. So, yeah.
It went down.
It did go down. But, I mean, it's a premiere. They made us wait extra time for it. I get it. What did you think about this one, Jinj?
This was a wild episode.
Okay.
All right. It is a wild episode. Even like the first better part of half of it is a lot of dialogue, but it's still like really good dialogue.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Well, before we get started for our put it on the board segment.
You can put it on the board. Yes.
Pike is back on the board for, I guess, because the Iron Islands are represented, because we don't actually go to Pike. But sure. Okay. Why not?
Makes sense why I would be on there, though.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys ready to get started?
We ready.
All right. Well, as most good stories start, it was a dark and stormy night.
I mean, the title is Stormborn. Might as well start with a storm.
Yes.
Storm for the Stormborn.
Starting with a storm on Dragonstone. Storm, you were born in a storm like this, Danny. Yeah, I wish I could have been here. This was supposed to feel like coming home. Mm.
Yo, what is up with her in the scene?
I think this episode, there's a lot of xenophobia in this episode. There's a lot of patriotism versus nationalism.
Because, I got some comparisons to make.
Because nationalism is fully what she is going for here, babe. And Varys is a patriot. A true patriot.
Here's my question.
And spoiler, Jaime, a racist.
Little bit. Little bit. And Cersei kind of reminds me of the president. But anyway, I'll get back to that.
Really?
Here's my question for Daenerys. If you had all this beef, you had a long boat ride with this man who was sitting right behind you. Like, you could have did it then. Like, this reminds me of when I used to get in trouble as a kid, like, early in the morning, and my mom didn't say a fucking word about it all day, and then, like, 8 o'clock came, and I'm getting my ass beat. Like, you could have warned me this was coming, like, 12 hours ago.
I like to let the anxiety build. I like to let the anxiety build to
It
a.
won't, but it won't even like I was anxious. Like, I thought I was in the clear at that point. I was like,
Oh,
yo,
she
she
really.
forgot.
Oh my God.
But she wouldn't say a word. And then next thing you know, get called to her room and.
That's what you get. Should have acted better. I don't know. But anyways,
Probably.
yeah. Ferris, you served my father, and then you served Bobby, and now you're serving me. That doesn't sound like loyalty to me. Well, I'm loyal to the people because,
He
like,
is the people.
thank you. Precisely. He's a public servant. And I don't know if you guys realize this because we live in America, but those people that you elect to Congress and stuff, they're supposed to do stuff for us.
Right.
They are. They
Yeah,
are.
they're supposed to take care of us first and
Right.
foremost. That's not usually how things go because I guess
It's
we don't have
never
a
how
Varys.
things go.
We need a Varys in this administration somewhere.
We really do. But
But
I do get her point as well. Like, how can I think that you're going to be loyal when you're quick to switch sides?
Again, I'm
He's
loyal
not
to the
switching
people.
sides. It's his own side. Like, he's
I
always
guess,
been
but
true to
he just
himself.
like he was a Chiefs fan 2 years ago. Now he's an Eagles fan.
Oh, Lord.
It's my analogy of Varys. And whoever wins the Super Bowl this year, that's who his team is.
No, that's more
Old
like
boy buys a new jersey every year.
that's more like Littlefinger.
Know,
That's
one
more
of we've talked about how they were one and the same.
no, well, okay, but Varys is also more like my team sucks. Like, but like I need them to change quarterbacks is when you can criticize your team, be like, they played like shit. They are playing terribly. They need
He okay, I give you that. But then
that's
after 3 years when they don't draft the quarterback, then he switches. Like he gives them a chance to change.
burn it now.
But then they roll out Kenny Pickett, they roll out Russell Wilson, Justin Fields.
A 26-year-old rookie. Whatever.
Kenny Pickett.
Not too much on Jussie, by the way. I do love me some Justin Fields.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't either. It is irrational, but you know what? That's my hill. Sprinkle my ashes.
For real. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of important words in this too, because she's like, you gotta dedicate yourself to me. And if you are gonna turn on me, tell me to my face, buddy.
Yeah. If you think I'm doing a bad job, open door policy here, friend. Come tell me.
Now, James, will Varys utilize the open door policy, or is he just going to call the ethics line?
Nah, I think he'll open door.
Wow. Top tier. We are gonna get monetized. Do you see that?
It's kind of crazy how we see two bandwagon fans here. In this one sequence.
Varys to Melly.
Correct.
Oh, so when he
I
said there was a red priestess from Ashai before she
instantly knew.
went
Yeah, I instantly
Oh, buddy, crossover. You know I love
Question. Here's a question. It may be, I don't know geography, but wouldn't she have had to get on a boat
Maybe
to get the Dragonstone?
she got on Gendry's boat.
Shoot, he spun a block and dropped her off of the street.
Yep.
Makes sense.
He wanted to, he wanted some leeches again.
He spun the block, got the leeches, and then took her to a
Yeah,
friend's house right afterwards. He said, "You ain't packing no spend a night bag here, buddy. I'm gonna take you to your friend's house." And the Daenerys, being the person she is, like. You're trusting a stranger?
I mean,
Oh, you wear red. I've seen you before. Come on in.
oh, she's like, you know, the Red Priest kept the peace in Meereen. Like, I've heard of the Lord. Like, that's how we got the people in line. Well,
Correct. And then anytime she's ever heard that somebody was on another king's side, she's been very weary of them, except for her.
she was kind of weary. That's why Varys Like, Ferris made a move to point out. She was like, okay, but I just pardoned you.
Correct. And then she had to be petty.
That's like when my kids, like when one of my kids gets in trouble for something and the other one does it immediately after, they're gonna come tell. I'm be like, I just didn't punish you. You just want them to get in trouble. Like, chill.
Yeah. It's a good
Also,
analogy.
thank you. I have multiple children. It rocks here. Anyways, I think that you have a role to play here. You and this fella in the north, a king, if you will, Jon Snow. Ever hear of him?
Yeah, what'd you think about this, James? Were you expecting that to be her angle?
No, but not surprised that it was. Not surprised.
So she still firmly believes in Jon Snow, and she's still working for the cause, despite the fact that she can never go back to Winterfell.
Well, I mean, if Dany takes the Red Keep, she ain't gotta go to Winterfell. She just stay in King's Landing.
Well, I mean, has she left Dragonstone? Because, like, later,
Yeah, true.
But yeah, what do you think Danny's role is?
The problem with prophecies.
Mm?
They're so loosely translated.
Correct. And then, but Mel is the type though, when you're wrong on a, like a prediction, you just try to extend it. So now it's, well, it's, it was one person, but now I think we need two. We need a prince and a princess that was promised. It's two of you guys now.
I mean, it could. Do you think it's one or the other? Or do you think it's like a tandem thing? To be fair, the series is called A Song of Ice and Fire.
Correct. I mean, it could be. Could be.
Do you think it's a double thing? Do you think?
Or maybe it's neither. Maybe we're still searching.
High end.
Well, we can't still be searching, man. It's
Before
season
the show's
seven.
over.
We can still be searching. There's a lot of things we're still trying to figure out. Years and years. In years and years later.
Well, Tyrion trusts Jon Snow. He met Jon Snow, and now he has the Queen's permission to write to Jon Snow to come bend the knee. Emphasis on bend that fucking knee, pal.
Don't think John would bend the knee. I think he would like be like, sure, I'll help you out, but I don't think he would actually get down on his knee.
This a prediction? Are you
Course.
calling it here?
I'm just saying.
Or do you need one more episode to figure it out?
No. I'm just saying. I don't think he's gonna actually like get down on the knee.
Just
But everything else he'll agree with. It's just the physical getting down on the knee. I don't think he's gonna do it.
do you think he will symbolically bend the knee then?
They might come up with something.
So here's my pushback to that. John has one thing in mind, and that's beating the White Walkers
Right.
and getting Dragonglass. She has one thing in mind, and that's taking Iron Throne. So those two things take them two different directions. Who bends? Who bends first, or do they just go their separate ways?
And to bring up another Danny quote, what happens to things that don't bend?
They break.
Ah.
I don't see John fighting them either.
Okay. Okay. Do you? Okay. Okay, so do you think it's more likely she gets what she wants first or she joins his cause first?
I don't think.
Or do they just stay two different causes and
You know what? So we'll get into the next scene then, because Davos makes a good point. What kills whites?
Correct.
So Tyrion's correspondence arrives. He leaves a secret message at the end so that Jon knows it's really him.
Smart.
Incredibly.
Smart.
Incredibly, because he has every reason to doubt this.
Correct. Like this could be a Cersei letter.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
As Sansa mentions.
As Sansa mentions. And, like, you can't really go. Like, this could be a trap. Like,
And it could be.
I saw the king of Westeros murdered at his wedding. This could be a trap. Eek. But Davos does point out she has three dragons and what kills whites. So, do you think she'll join their cause? Or do you think they will fight in separate wars? Or she'll get her thing first, and then they'll worry about the threat to the north.
I think she'll get her thing first because of one of the visions that we saw. There was snow on the Iron Throne.
Correct. You're right.
And then a dragon flying over. So.
That's a good point. That's a good memory. I would say if it was me watching the first time, I had to answer this for you. I would say like John better get his thing first because she can literally just go in the air with the three dragons, pour some fire down, and boom, we're done.
And,
Theoretically.
but
I
she doesn't want to be the queen
mean,
of ashes, bro.
okay.
You want to be the queen of the frost? You want to be Elsa, girl?
But that's away from King's Landing. Burn the rest of that shit down. Before they get to the wall, hopefully.
But there was
You're
snow on.
saying fly the dragons over the wall and just burn that down?
Yeah, just.
Oh, okay. Take the All
fight.
right, so hold on. So the uncle, their uncle, he said that the wall was also had magic properties, okay? Can well dragons are affected by magic, so can they fly over the wall if it's also magical, if it's
Okay, don't get to fantasy land here.
I mean the
Don't get too
magic's supposed to
fantastical.
stop. Not you're asking too many questions. Whoa.
No, he's overthinking.
This is
I don't want you to
the
get to like trust me, if this was that much fantasy in the shit, I would not be watching this bitch.
It used to be that much fantasy in this. That's why he enjoys season seven so much, because we are now in like a superhero movie as opposed to
Yeah, I agree. But
that.
yeah.
But yes, do they have enough men to fight them if they can pass the wall? They may need a dragon or three or two.
And even without the dragons, even if it was going to be, you know what, we're going to leave my dragons here just in case, like Dothraki, Unsullied.
Or
And the army.
can I just borrow one? Can we just
Yeah.
do one dragon? Like, we'll bring it back.
Take
Like,
the little
we'll
one. Take the little one on the left.
put your deposit down. Like, we'll bring it back. No scratches.
Take Viserion. He seems like the weakest. Just because of the name. Who he's named after.
Yes, Viserys, who, by the way, I did not mention she was said was cruel and weak and stupid. Check, check, and check.
As she also said that he would have been gone to King's Landing by now.
Because he was cruel and weak and stupid.
I
Duh.
mean,
Would that have made him stupid,
what?
though?
All right, so,
Yes.
like, what's made her less stupid?
He would have gone directly to King's Landing.
Let's get back into
Okay,
that.
you know what? We'll get
When
into
we get,
next.
yeah, in the next scene with them,
Yep.
because I do want to talk about some of these options she has.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So we'll talk about it then.
But first, King's Landing. That xenophobia we were talking about. Cersei is leaning heavily into it. This
Oh
sounds.
yeah, this sounds like our president right here. This is the one. This is the one. The fear-mongering, telling us that all brown people are illegal aliens and I should come pick them up. I've been seeing all these missile strikes on the water. Like, ain't no telling how many innocent people, many pe innocent people that died over there. I don't even want to talk about it. That should bother me every time I see it. Struck another drug boat. 14 people dead. Maybe they were fishing.
And the Unsullied are coming to eat the dogs and the cats. Don't forget that part.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I
That's what
remember
you should
that.
be worried about. So listen to me, ye lords of Westeros. Join me in the good fight to make Westeros great again. Because
Munga.
I was gonna say white again, but that's what the other guy's trying to do. He's trying to make it white again. She's trying to make it great again. But yes,
Yeah, Jamie is definitely trying to make it white again.
they are bringing these brown foreigners over onto our shores to rape your women. This is like a Klan rally for sure. This is
This is America.
big racist right here.
woo-wee. But she speaks of Dany's brutality. Interesting that she describes the masters as the nobility. Like, now you can relate to them.
Yep.
Yeah, now you see they're just like you, even though they also, most of them were also kind of brown.
Correct. But imagine if we took your slaves. How would you feel about that?
Right, because that's all the plebeian system is slavery.
What if we put weapons in your servants' hands, just like I did the Faith Militant? But we won't talk about that.
Like, just bring your armies. Listen, I know you want to serve Elena, but she's brought all these brown people here. Do you trust her anymore? Like, honestly, come on. Just come on over to not the dark side. Literally.
Were you shocked to see Lord Tarly there?
Lord.
I mean, only a little bit because we've only seen him one other time.
And when we met him, like he seemed like he was most definitely like to himself. Like, I'm just gonna stay where I'm at. So it was like I remember watching this for the first time, and I was like, "Damn, he's here."
And there was a different actor as a brother.
Yes,
That was the dude from Umbrella Academy.
He was also him and Samwell were in an episode of Merlin together. Yeah. There's a picture of it that I was gonna send, but then I was just like, Ginge won't get this yet. Speaking of like high fantasy series that TJ would not be into.
That's the one with Sam McNeill as Merlin, right? Yeah.
But Jamie is trying to recruit Randall, who once again is the only person who has ever beaten Bobby. Impressive. Impressive. You can be the general. You can be.
Impressive, but like, what's it mean?
Bobby was at his best.
Again, what's it mean?
Be Bobby.
That's like me going to James and I'm like, look, if I beat you up, I'm taking your car. And I beat James up and then I walk away and he still has his car. What was it for? What does it mean?
Listen, he beat Bobby. It's a big deal to have beaten somebody who nobody else ever beat.
Allen Iverson crossed over Michael Jordan too, but still know who the GOAT is.
One. Well, at the end of the day, a boar took out Bobby.
Correct.
So, Randy's still here. Now, the Tarleys are not oath breakers or schemers. They do, however, plot to murder their own children because they like to read. They do do that.
Yeah, imagine talking about
Happen.
how honorable you are, and then, but I did try to kill my kid,
Yeah, I was fully
and
going to kill my son. Whatever. I'm dad of the year. Anyways,
motherfucker was acting like Matilda, and we're trying to eat TV dinners and shit.
I've had it. I've had it with this podcast and my nostalgia. Anything else in King's Landing? Just Jamie's general xenophobia. I mean, these two
Oh,
kind of look like they.
we are gonna make Randall Tarley Robert E. Lee and make him King of the South, or whatever we want to call it. The
Well, also, we want to mention
South will
that.
rise again.
Oh my God.
We also want to mention that Qyburn has a solution to handle the dragons.
He
Right.
does.
Qyburn has a solution for the dragons.
When Randall reminds them, like, Aegon came with three dragons and look what happened.
She's got three dragons. It's the exact same. Okay, well, Jamie says that he doesn't know a better man than Randall Tarly. We immediately get a much better man than Randall Tarly. His son,
Mr. Samwell.
Samwell. Yes, as Jorah
And Sam does well. He's not like Kenneth Gainwell, who gains little, but we won't talk about
I, ooh, buddy. Sam is in on Jorah's checkup for his grayscale. Interesting.
Yo.
Like the grayscale is gonna like you'll live for like 10 to 20 years. You only got 6 months of brain activity left though. So I don't know, man. I
Send
mean,
him, with the stone man. Remember we talked about that.
you can go to the Stone Man or you can
There's a sword.
yeah.
You got a day. You got a day, buddy.
I'll give you the
Look,
take it over.
I respect it. I do respect it. Let the man make his decision. You can either go live with them or turn yourself into Old Yeller, one of the two.
Because Sam says he brings up Shireen, brings up meeting Shireen, and that she was cured as a baby. This is not a baby.
And we found that shit right away.
Yeah, and look at him. He's covered in scales. What do you expect? Well, you know, do you think Qyburn would have been able to do something?
Oh yeah.
Yo, Qyburn would have
I think
turned Jorah into Captain America. Like, this motherfucker would have had the super serum and been at it.
Qyburn would have got a hard on seeing him, being like, ooh, I can fix him.
Yeah. Qyburn really would have turned this man into Cap.
I like it. Him and the mountain together.
Oh
Wow.
yeah. Jorah would have ended up 6 inches taller and 50 pounds more muscle on him. Like, Will and the Shield.
All right, well, Sam and Jorah are then formally introduced to each other. I'm Jorah Mormont. Mormont? Oh.
And at this moment, James, you were probably like, I better get more of this. We better talk about your dad.
Oh, yeah, it was like that. Yeah, better talk about your dad.
All right. Just not here. Later, though. It's
Correct. Yeah. That's what I'm
first.
saying. Like, when the scene ends, like, I remember watching this first time and I was like, they better talk about his dad.
But first, Qyburn does have a solution for those dragons.
And first, I really like the transition of the door closing and then it going into the darkness of the cellar. I
We
thought that
get a
was
couple
fantastic.
we get a couple good ones in this
We
episode.
do. Yeah.
We get a couple good ones.
We do, and that is a good one. Now, and then Qyburn is walking her through the dungeons, the crypts, wherever they keep these dragon heads that we haven't seen since we saw Arya down there.
Always love seeing the little small dragon head, because you like get the scale of like how small they actually got.
Because
Yeah.
Beleriand is massive. Beleriand's skull is huge. And good news, we know they can be wounded by spears. So we have thrown this little baby together. We've got a bunch of great engineers here in King's Landing.
What's your thought on that weapon?
It's exactly what I would have thought would put one on each tower of the castle and
But it's kind of like a one and done, though.
you reload it.
Reload it, yeah.
Have you not? I mean, we that's a typical piece of
Gonna
machinery in those times.
give you an analogy. Me and you are at war. I have an AR. You have a fucking musket. Good luck, buddy.
I
If
mean,
his musket lands.
Exactly. You better hit it. If you miss, kind of fucked.
I mean, that's literally all of war. You miss your AR. I've seen you shooting games.
I ain't that bad.
So here's my question to you then. Some more of the symbolism of the giant crossbow here as she shoots it. Is she worse than Joffrey?
No, Joffrey did it out of fun and sport, and or just out of fun and
This is more for defenses.
okay, but she
because it
also
turned him on. She did it because she needs to defend her
kind of
right
you
to.
kind of have no choice.
I don't just mean like in this moment. I mean overall, like the blatant xenophobia, like.
I guess it's too early to know.
Has blown up the Sept. She killed untold numbers of innocent people.
But is she's done it out of like,
The right thing to do in her mind.
she's done it out of like revenge and they're her enemies, and he just did it because,
He got off on it.
yeah.
I don't think she's getting off on this. Like, she actually thinks it's necessary to her house and the end goal.
That doesn't mean that she's not mad. Joffrey was just mad in a different way.
Oh, she's mad. She's
It's just,
mad for sure.
it's the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath. Like, Joffrey was a full psychopath.
I don't know. I don't know if you can compare the two. Like, I think it's two different things.
Cersei has tormented her people.
She has. But she does it for a reason. Like, she actually has, like, in her mind. Like, we don't think it's a good reason.
Okay, but what I'm saying is the scope of what Cersei's doing is much larger than the scope of what Joffrey did.
That's
Cersei's
true.
hurting way more people. And also doesn't, like, is actively not caring, but it's hurting them more that she doesn't care.
Yeah, maybe. Like Cersei's Thanos, right? Like what Thanos did, can't really justify it, but in his mind, he justified it.
Well, I mean,
He kind of had a point.
He did kind of have a point.
but Joffrey justified it in his mind as well. I'm the king and I can do whatever I
All
want.
right, so let's just say that would you see it the same way if Joffrey just killed like a bunch of people for no reason, but Cersei's like, I'm gonna kill these people because like our country is dying of hunger and I can only feed half the people, so I might as well just get rid of half of them.
Okay. I see what you're saying. But again, Joffrey hurt, like he was a bad
All
king.
right, so listen, I
Cersei's
think
a bad
you're
queen.
saying Cersei's hurting more people than that. I think it's that would make her worse just because she knows. Like, she's smart. Joffrey was a child. He
Right.
didn't know the resources that he had to do the kind of stuff that Cersei was doing. I think if he had realized that they got all this fire underneath the in the
Oh, that
cellars and
motherfucker
all
would have
that,
ran amok.
he would have been worse than the Mad King. But
Yeah, this.
the man stink too low. Too
Okay. He's low
he
vibrational. I get you.
Too low.
He's the man too low.
Yeah, I think her method is
Too
different.
small.
And here's the thing to ask too. Like, let's say Cersei had taken over right after Bobby dies. Doesn't her reign look a lot different than it does now?
Because
Is
Tywin.
it safe to say that she would be a good queen?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No. She hates those people.
She hates the people, but she
She hates
also
them.
understands how to rule. Like, she was taught well.
Does she know? Does she understand how to rule? She was in charge and she gave the kingdom to the High Sparrow. Does she know? Cersei.
I don't know.
And she wouldn't have done that if she had
I
taken over
think
right after Bobby, though.
she knows how to rule. And I think she really didn't have control of the kingdom when she gave it over to the High Sparrow. Like, she didn't have like full reign of the kingdom.
Does she know how to rule?
James, what do you think? We got a minute, 12 seconds.
Think in your argument about her taking over right after Bobby died, everything would have been different. And she would not have been so emotional in her decision makings on what she's been doing so far.
And I don't want to say, let me rephrase that. I don't want to say she would be a good queen.
And
I think she
Tywin
would have
would still
been,
be alive.
yeah, I think she would have been a decent leader, right? Like, not even leader. That's a bad word too. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I don't think she would have like
You would have listened
burnt
to
the
him.
city to,
I think
yeah.
if she would have been queen, Tywin would have been the hand, and then Tywin would have been running the country, though. Party.
She has too much pride, but
But Tywin couldn't control Joffrey, and that's why he killed him. Okay, so let's talk about Dany's options here. Yara, the ladies from Dorne, they're ready. Let's go. Let's take the fight right to her.
not a bad option.
No.
I get where they're coming from.
But that would result in a lot of innocent death.
Casualties, yes.
There it is. That's the word. Thank you.
I got you, buddy. The
Yeah.
humanities. Walk in thesaurus.
Love it here. yeah, that would result in a lot of casualties. And I don't want to be Queen of the Ashes.
We don't, but hear me out. You are in your little small council meeting here. You're talking to people that have all lost somebody to the hands of Cersei. I guess not Yara to an extent, but
No, but like,
these are fresh wounds.
yeah.
So
Especially.
I get their point. James?
Yeah. I
But
agree. They're
then
both
we get option.
Olenna and what's her face, they're both out for revenge.
Yeah, but then we get option B, and that sounds way better.
Yes, let's talk about option B. Tyrion wants to siege the city. We can't use the Dothraki and the Unsullied for that. God,
Which, if I'm them, I'm probably like, yeah, that's some bullshit, buddy. You ain't about to sacrifice my man.
no.
We can't send the brown people to take the city. That's
But
just
we're gonna send the brown people.
utopia.
Just to be clear. We are sending some browns.
We're sending the brown people to Casterly Rock. Now,
Well, the Dornish are going to the front, like they're brown. They're legal browns. I ain't seen looking for them.
So, Tyrion's plan to take Casterly Rock. Tyrion doesn't know as much as Cersei does. Because Cersei knows that Casterly Rock is a dry mine. Casterly Rock has been the power, the true power, because that's where all the money is.
Yeah.
But there is no money there.
All the monies.
Yeah. So Tyrion does show how well he knows his sister in that she's gonna gather the lords of Westeros. She's gonna be like, oh, brown people are coming. Hide your kids, hide your wives. He knows his sister in that, but like he doesn't know what his sister knows. Yeah. So, I'll
But
ask.
this is the good thing about having Tyrion, though, is that he is very strategic and doesn't really react on emotion. He's been pretty good about that, except for like one time in this series, maybe a couple times, but for the most part, he's strategic. He's
Yeah.
cerebral.
Yeah. Yeah. He is.
He is. He just doesn't have as much information as he thinks he does.
Correct.
Yeah. And I mean, like, things worked out in Marine until they didn't.
True. His plan was decent, though. He did have a decent plan in Marine. It's just.
His plan worked out in Marine until it didn't.
It didn't. That's the thing. Is this another one of those cases, James, where it's gonna sounds good, but maybe not get executed all the way?
I mean,
Yeah. We'll get
Yeah.
there, I guess.
Yeah.
We will get there.
It went awry very quick.
Quickly, quickly.
But not his fault necessarily. This might be a case of right place, right time, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Meanwhile, everybody is dismissed, and Danny has a moment with Lady OG that makes me miss my grandmother. You're a fucking dragon. Be a dragon. Like, you are better than the rest of these lords. And that's
It's a
always
moment.
good advice, to not listen to men.
And she lets her know, remember what you have. Like, you have the power here.
Like, you have the upper hand. Three dragons
Correct.
is a hell of an upper hand.
Hell of an upper hand.
Well, yeah. Lady OG.
She better keep her around.
Now, Grey Worm and Missandei say their goodbyes.
Got excited for this.
Right?
I get it. Let me not be called disgusting. Never mind. I'm not even gonna say it.
Okay.
You
Yeah.
say it for us, because you're thinking the same thing we are.
What?
Best body in the show.
That's
Not at all what I was thinking, but thank you. GRO, gross.
There was nothing gross about that.
About what you said. Not, yeah. Anyway,
Nothing gross about her.
they say their farewells. He tells her he loves her, not in so many words, but you are my weak. Oh, God. I hate romance books, but damn, that's a good one. Whew. And then they do it. I waited a long time for that kiss. Of
Right.
worth it.
Definitely
Worth
worth.
it.
Definitely worth.
Yeah.
They should have closed the door. They never closed the door. And then I'm proud of Grey Worm.
Me too. But in a
Just
moment like
like,
that, you ain't closing the door, man. You
just
get into it.
letting, no, I'm closing the door. I ain't letting nobody else see me. I don't want nobody else to see my girl.
With your feet kicked up. Well, you guys, let's go back to the Citadel, where John, or sorry, Sam has been doing some reading from Archmaester Pylos on rare diseases. I think we can help this dude with his grayscale. Do you think finding out that he's Jorah Mormont has, like, because it seemed like he already wanted to help, but finding out he's Jorah, has that, like, upped his, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he
I think
helps
so.
either way, but like this gives him more motivation to help even more. Well, he feels like he owes it to Lord Commander.
Yeah.
And this Archmaester is writing a chronicle of the wars following the death of King Robert the First.
Great title.
It is something
But
more
who's
poetic.
feeding him the information for the book? That's what I want to know. That's more of the question for me. How is this book going to read? Are we getting the real stories? Are we getting like the history books, you know?
You're getting what you get. History goes to the victors.
Correct.
Oh, you know, and then.
I'm not gonna lie, it would be genius if George R. R. Martin comes out with that book, like releases that book.
This is the.
Oh, did it come out?
This is the book. This is the book.
Don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that means.
Ginger, I don't even really think you needed that, but you got it. You're on board. We
Hey,
are
I'm
living
saying
in the
this, we're literally watching the book.
book. This is the
Sure.
book.
I
What?
want bullet points, man. I just want the book to be in bullet points. Like, just give me the bullet points.
Somebody else, please read this and summarize it for me. Thank you. That's
Thank you. Cliff notes, buddy.
Cliff Notes.
That's what I want. Just give me the cliff notes.
Use that all the time.
All right, well.
Now they got AI. They don't need them.
Well, Grand Maester Pylos, or Archmaester Pylos did die of grayscale. So it doesn't work and it's dangerous. So we don't do that shit here. We just kicked somebody out for doing shit like this. Do you want to be next? Turns out he does because Jorah is writing a farewell letter to his Khaleesi. He looks over at his sword, and then here comes the sword in the darkness. Samwell Tarly, brother of the Night's Watch. Ah, oh, perfect. I love it. I'm here to heal you. I've got rum. Now, here's my question. He got all of these supplies, right?
From
There's
where?
no milk of the poppy here.
That's what I said.
Yo, for real. Well, I guess he probably doesn't want to use that. We don't know how Milk of the Poppy works.
And
I
let Arya sleep.
thought they knocked
And let Arya sleep and then afterwards run halfway across the city, falling
him
everywhere, and still kill the chick.
Sheesh, man. Milk of the Poppy, that's some dangerous shit, man.
I mean, bite down. This is gonna hurt. I feel like milk of the poppy would be preferable to like a
Well, no, not necessarily. Not
belt.
necessarily. Because if you get caught, then what? At least you give Jorah a chance to run away if you get caught. At least he has some control.
Okay, but the thing is if he's passed out and y'all get caught, he's gonna get kicked out anyway. He's gonna die.
Let's talk about the bigger issue. If you go to the hospital and your doctor takes a shot of rum before he performs surgery, like what are you doing?
Yo,
Get me
let's
off this
no.
goddamn
Get
table.
the med suit. Let's not do that. Like, I'm going to see general surgery tomorrow. Like, I don't want
If that doctor takes a
to
shot of rum, like what you doing?
sit.
Close me up, buddy.
Okay, but to be
We
fair,
are not going through with this shit.
he's also not a licensed doctor. He is a medical student.
And again, if I went, let's just say I went on a black market or something and got a kidney and some random doctor in, I don't know, Japan
Turkey.
or something. Yeah, Turkey.
Now they're going to Turkey.
If I went to Turkey, that motherfucker took a shot of rum. Again, I'm out. I'm good. I'll take my chances.
He's already taking his chances with a medical student. This dude is not even a maester. And yeah, take your chance. Like, what's the other option?
Da.
Go
Da.
into malaria and death. I'll take it. Now, I'm not sure how it doesn't affect his brain now, but whatever. Okay.
Also true.
He's peeled off all the scabs and now he's not
Well,
gonna.
I guess no, because he said 6 months to take the brain and then years for it to take. I was gonna say maybe because the grayscale hasn't like actually gone over his to his brain part,
Okay,
but
maybe.
that's plausible. I like that.
I'll take that. And he said he was gonna rub an ointment. It's not antibacterial though, so how effective could it be at clearing up what is clearly an infection underneath these scales?
Yeah, that was.
Gnarly. It's disgusting.
Well, we talk about time more, but it's quite possible next time we see Jorah, he's fully healed. Normal skin.
No, I don't think so.
Not a scab.
No, I don't think so.
It's very
I
possible.
think we're gonna see him revved up
In Goss.
and shaking and being like, I'm walking. I wish I had rather died.
The man just looks just like normal, back in his clothes and everything.
On a boat headed to
Same old
Dragonstone.
clothes that he's been wearing since episode one that he's never
Going
changed.
to Gendry,
Yeah,
I
the man has not taken a shower one time or washed his clothes or
ride,
changed.
bro. Well, they're gonna have to wash those clothes because they're covered in grayscale residue and pus. Like he can't just put them back on. Wouldn't that just reinfect him? Like
Maybe.
box, where
I
once you
don't
have it, once you get rid of it, you can't get it again.
know. You just got to remember who's writing this.
Men.
David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. There's been some oversights, all right?
Well, good luck to you, Jorah, being cured by a medical student who thinks he knows better than the chief resident.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think Sam did the right thing.
Ooh.
Man risked it all for a stranger.
He really did.
Because he
Because he
knew.
knows his daddy.
I knew your dad. Ah, I love it. I knew your dad. All right, anything else?
I get nervous when people tell me that. I don't know what's coming next.
This. Nope, but this is another one of the best worst transitions.
Yeah, this one's a little,
The best worst
yeah,
transition.
this is a good transition, but yeesh.
Oh, because who doesn't love a good shepherd's pie?
But here's a good transition for you. We go from James's second favorite to his favorite person in the series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, hot pie's back.
This
Hot
boy.
dog forgot about that man.
I think the last time we saw Hot Pie, you were like adamant that you never want to see Hot Pie ever again.
Now, how do you feel about seeing Hot Pie now, though?
Look like he's put on some weight.
Put on some weight.
He's
He's
looking
gotten older. But boy, does he know things.
good. He does know things. And
He's
very
always
important things.
there. And he course corrects.
For the second time.
Yeah, because if we did not have Hot Pie, shit would have gone different.
True.
Twice.
True.
Hot pie has been a very good plot device. And he's happy to see Ari. Arya, who clearly has not had a good meal in a while. Jesus, baby girl.
Who looks very like done, like fed up.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to kill the queen.
Oh yeah. I guess like when you take out a whole entire house by yourself, like it's gonna do some shit to you.
Well, she also does find out that the Boltons no longer hold Winterfell. Jon Snow took it back. He won the Battle of the Bastards. Well, somebody did. And now he's king in the north. And Arya has a decision to make. How bad do I want to kill Cersei?
Not bad enough.
Did like this is one of those moments where are you gonna be ran by emotion or are you gonna be patient and strategic?
Is that even patience and strategery, or is that her just being like, actually, I want to go home?
Could be that too. We'll call it patient and strategic though. Sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm gonna start saying every time I'm about to get off. Look, it's almost 5 o'clock. I need to be patient and strategic because I want to go off.
All right, well, like all the Mask Starks, Arya is emotional. She wants to go home, and I get it. Fuck,
Same.
it's better than going to King's Landing. Like,
Yeah.
that's a long way. Like, I guess, I mean, she does know how to get in the, she was in the canals of the, she can get into the castle, but like, then you kill Cersei, then what happens?
And then you go to your garden and you smile.
Okay.
That's what Thanos did.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
He knew he did the right thing.
That's right.
That's a good moment. I do like this moment between the two of them.
It is. I love Hot Pie and Ari. Also, you're pretty.
It's crazy how we see him before we see Gendry again, but you know.
We've seen Hot Pie twice before
Twice.
seeing Gendry again.
Nuts.
Well, speaking of Winterfell, Sam's Raven has finally arrived from the Citadel. And here's my question. Tyrion's Raven already got
Instant.
there. Sam's Raven was sent in the last episode. The ravens that were sent when Sam got to the Citadel got to Winterfell in the very next scene. So how does time work?
It don't.
It don't. Here's a question too, like how did Tyrion even get a raven? Did they pack ravens with them when they went to Dragonstone?
Right, because there's been no, but has there been a maester on Dragonstone to take care of the ravens?
I don't think so. It's just been abandoned.
Was anybody on? I was gonna say, I don't think anybody
Yeah,
was
it's like
on
a couple
Dragonstone.
no, nobody. I mean, Stannis was there at one point, like in season two.
Yeah, but they've been gone.
Yeah, he's long gone from that. Maybe this is one of those things. Like somebody, they got on the boat and somebody was like, "Yo, did somebody get the fucking ravens?" Yeah, I got
What? Maybe.
them.
We'll give it that. We'll give it that. But the correspondent says that there's a mountain of dragon glass on Dragonstone. And the queen on Dragonstone happens to want to meet your boy. So, I'm guessing I have to take a little trip because we need that shit. We need it bad.
Right or wrong, James?
No, I agree with him. I agree. He gotta go.
But his people will remind, like, we need you here, Chief. Like, we need you in the north. Like, the threat is coming. Also, we don't do well in the south. Starks, in particular, do not do well when they go south.
Remember, he's not a star.
That's right.
They don't
We
know
did
that.
argue that.
Yeah, y'all argue with me up and down. That man is not a start.
Not, but they
Agreed.
don't know that. They don't know that.
Y'all
We know that. They don't know that.
y'all argue with me before we do that.
They
Up and down.
don't know that he's not a Stark, and Starks do not do particularly well in the South. But he's got to go. Like, yes, we need the fucking dragon. How much dragon glass do you think we're going to find up here? Let's be real. There's an entire mountain of it.
Yeah, he's right. They need it.
Is he going to have to bend the knee to get it?
He gonna have to, but he gonna do it, but not physically do it.
He took very little people. Just hope that that beach is not manned. That scene we got when she first gets the Dragonstone and there's that mountain with the hole behind her. Let's hope that's the cavern that the Dragonstone's in. You can just sneak in and get right back the fuck out.
And
Fingers crossed.
they gonna have to set up like mining equipment to break that Dragonstone
Okay,
open.
let's be real here, James. This is the year of our Lord 200. All they got is a goddamn chisel and a hammer. There's no drill. There's no equipment.
I mean, obsidian is like a soft stone, so it shouldn't be too hard to mine. It's not a
I'm gonna pull out my inner nerd here. It's
okay.
the hardest shit to mine in Minecraft. It takes fucking forever. And you need a
You
diamond pickaxe. Just throwing it out there.
know what? Okay. There you go. That's, listen, you're the one with the expert opinion.
An expert opinion at all.
That is the official,
I'm just
that
saying.
is the official position of this podcast. What TJ just said. He is our mining expert. Just like
It's only 5 to 5.5 on the Mohs scale, so it's actually not it's not that hard.
yeah, it is very
Whatever the Mohs scale is, that's a
that is the
shit
hard, like
beyond me.
diamond is the hardest. It's a 10, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
diamond, I think diamond's the hardest.
Diamond is the hardest.
Quartz is a 7, so.
Damn, Minecraft's been teaching me wrong. I think it takes no time to mine quartz in Minecraft.
Anyway, John is going to leave Sansa in charge of the North because obviously she's willing to do anything for the North, like watch her brother die in battle.
She is 100% willing to do anything to be named Queen in the North,
Not
for
named.
sure.
Excuse me, not named. I was trying to win Winterfell back. You wanted Rickon. Anyways.
I'm just saying her tone changed quick.
All I'm saying is that she's sitting there yelling at the man, you can't go. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, I'm gonna leave it to you. Oh,
Leave, please,
okay, boy,
go.
I'll
You
see you
need that
later.
Dragonstone.
She didn't
Go.
have that, please. She was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm gonna be in charge. Like,
Bullshit. She, as soon as he said that, it was
she's like,
okay. Bye.
yep, she was. I
Bye.
agree. Selfish.
Wow.
She, her tone changed quick. Like, let's be real.
Well, at the end of the day, I did save all these people and Winterfell while you were trying to save our.
Look, and at
No,
and
no,
at
no,
the
no. She ain't saved nobody. Someone made it very clear in this next little part of the scene that he saved Winterfell.
And Hot Pie told us that Jon Snow won the Battle of the Bastards. So word on the street is Jon won the Battle of the Bastards.
Precisely. And like I said, I live in a country where people did not want to be run by a woman so badly that they elected a king. A racist one at that. So here we are, girl. Now,
Look, I know who I
down to
voted
the crypt.
for. That's all I gotta say.
Down to the crypts. Our first interaction between John and Littlefinger.
Oh man. This is John. If you had to put a picture of Kendrick Lamar's Euphoria on a person, that's John here. Like, he hates this motherfucker. Hates. Like the man's talking. Like that's like I felt this. 'Cause there's been people I've stood around that I just can't stand.
And
And this is probably the same face that I had.
this is all secondhand hatred because I've actually never met you before.
True.
This is all me hating you based off of stuff that I've heard about you. And then you went and backed it up. And then you went and doubled down on it.
And not only that, like Littlefinger, you are a brave fucking soul, man.
The audacity.
Like you are a brave dude. You know what I won't do in life? Go up to somebody I know can beat me up and tell them how I love their sister.
Well,
Not doing it.
I know you can. I know you can beat me up, but like, you won't because you need my men.
He
So,
shoulda. I yelled it out. Do it!
my men, you need my men, and you can't just kill
All
me.
right, let's be real here. Littlefinger dies. Are the men gonna leave? Are the Knights of the Vale gonna leave? Or would they like do a sigh of relief? Like,
Lord Royce,
yeah. Wait on fucking. We've been
Lord
waiting on this
Royce
shit.
can't stand that motherfucker, so
Yeah, we've been
maybe.
waiting. We've been waiting on this.
Yeah, and like
Maybe they might be more willing to fight.
if Littlefinger dies here, and boy, he gonna be excited. And y'all are saying like you're saying that he shouldn't die because he needs the army because he and Robin Arryn are like buddy buddy. But like, how is Robin ever gonna know? They can say he died in battle because we ain't seen him all season. So he ain't gonna know.
Well, we
So
got
we may never see Robin Arryn again.
the Knights of the Vale will stay there.
Will they?
Yeah, they like Sansa.
Okay. All right. Well, he also likes Sansa. He loves her, as a matter of fact, just as much as he loved her mother.
That's disgusting.
Touch
And
my
again,
I'll kill you.
like,
I promise you that.
game of warning though. Like, at least the warning's out there. And John stands on business, so.
Also, he does tell John how sorry he was when Ned died. I'm gonna remind you that Sansa did say only a fool would trust Littlefinger.
And John ain't trusting it.
Papa was a fool, though.
Yeah. But to be fair, Ned got kind of told to trust Littlefinger. Because there was a secret meeting with Catelyn, and she's like, oh, yeah, you can trust this man. I've known him since I was a kid.
Yeah, but
So did Catelyn get Ned killed?
did she? No.
I'm being stupid
Yep.
now.
Ned got
But.
Ned killed. Like, let's be real. Ned
Yeah,
got
I'm being stupid, but yeah.
because had Ned not gone to Cersei to be like, hey, I know about you and Jaime, you guys can get out. Had his plot worked, Littlefinger would have totally been on his side there.
You know what? If Ned would have just left that book closed and didn't need to open it up because like you can obviously see like who's blonde and who's brown, like that's when I knew Ned was doomed. When you didn't trust your own eyes, these little white-haired kids running around.
Well, John's off to Dragonstone, and Littlefinger's free to spin his web.
And this little interaction is gonna bite John in the butt.
Is that what you think?
In what way? Like, what do you mean when you say that?
Well, I think now that so Littlefinger is already trying to get Sansa to like not trust Jon. So now that they're apart from each other, He's going to think it's easier to do now.
Because again, we're only here because Littlefinger managed to turn a woman against her family. All right. We'll do this. Okay.
I was going to say,
Reunion.
just resend it and we'll finish it. But yeah, we can do this really quick.
Reunion. Reunion. Arya camping in the wilderness. The horse is starting to get spooked. Oh my God! Wolves everywhere! What? What do you think, Ginge?
Well, one, if she's riding north and John's riding south, they should cross paths, right? Because, like, how many different roads would there be?
He's sailing from White
Yeah,
Harbor.
he's gotta get on a
Oh,
boat.
he's got to get on a boat. Rip. Okay. And then second, as much as Arya's been able to survive, you would have thought she would have caught on to her being hunted a little sooner. Cause like, when your horse is like freaking out like that, you kind of should be like, "Oh shit." And she did not until she heard footsteps. And then by that time, it's too late.
Luckily,
Like,
though.
I instantly knew she was being hunted.
All right, let's get to the important part.
Luckily. Luckily, though, she's saved by the leader of the pack. And we have a Arya gets another reunion in this episode with Nymeria. Girl, last time I saw you were throwing rocks at me. I ain't going nowhere with you. How'd you feel?
You don't seem impressed. Like, I love the scene.
I'm confused by this scene because she at when the wolf walks away, she said, "That's not you."
All right, so let me explain this.
Back
This
to
is
Winterfell.
a callback. So, do you remember when Ned was telling Arya how she was going to be a lady, she was going to have a husband and blah blah blah
Yeah.
blah, and she says, "That's not me." This is
Okay.
sort of a callback to that. So, like, she sees Nymeria. Nymeria's been a lone wolf for so long, like she can't bring Nymeria back. Like that's the not that's
Nymeria is clearly not a lone wolf. Nymeria has
well, not a lone wolf, but like not
a
like
lone
can't be
dire wolf.
domesticated at this
She's
point.
wild, yes. She can't be domestic.
Yeah. So that's not you part.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's more not like a this isn't Nymeria, it's Nymeria, just not the same. Like she doesn't want to do that.
Yes. And now we can talk about Lady Stoneheart because this is what I was waiting for. Because when Lady Stoneheart is found and pulled from the river, she's pulled from the river
Well,
by.
explain who Lady Stoneheart is first to James.
Lady Stoneheart is Catelyn's reanimated corpse. So after the Red Wedding, she was thrown into the river, and then she was recovered from the river by Nymeria while Arya was warged into her. And that is why I wouldn't let TJ bring it up. But you take from here, Chief.
I don't remember what my point was going to be. That was a long time ago.
I
You wanted to talk about Lady Stoneheart, but Lady Stoneheart,
I just wanted to say who she was. I think that's it.
she runs with the Brotherhood. I know at the end of the fourth book, she's got Brienne. That fifth book was a trek. Don't hold me to nothing that happens in it. So sorry. But she does run with the Brotherhood. She's reanimated. You see her at the end of the third book is when she comes back, which is like people were waiting to see, and then they didn't do Lady Stoneheart. And she's the one that kills the Freys. They gave that to Arya.
Which I'm glad they didn't do Lady Stoneheart, because that would have not fit the entire series.
Well, it would have fit the entire series. It wouldn't have fit what the series has become here in season seven, which it
Okay. Yeah.
time to sail the 14 seas. So first, the Sand Snakes are talking about who they're gonna fucking kill. I want Cersei. Like, you want the mountain? That's a. Ooh. Okay.
It's kind of a not very smart,
Yeah.
especially when we see what happens to her against a regular sized person.
Though Alaria was right, Oberyn did get careless.
She fully has my opinion on the whole situation. He showboated way too much.
Soon as he got out there and started flipping that spear like he was in the color guard, that was it. That was it.
He was standing on the sideline. I'm like, what the hell is this man doing?
TJ, you okay? Are you all right? Are you on mute?
Yeah, I was on mute. I was sitting there talking. My bad. I
Right.
said he was trying to be like Barry Sanders. That whole analogy.
Okay, well, speaking of what Mama says and what Mama's up to, Yara.
Those trap guy.
Well, I mean, and a bisexual strap god at that. At that. Yara, the woman that you are. Baby. Anyway.
Question. How come we're celebrating her, but if I say something like that, I'm gross?
Look, I got called gross for saying somebody had the best body in the show.
But you're talking about
Surprise!
your body. I'm talking about like, oh, you're the
Why is a
bisexual guy.
body gross?
It's not
Why is
the
that gross?
reaction to it is gross. Because when you say best body in the show, I know what the implication is.
It's a fact. Like,
I
she has the
yeah.
best body in the show. It's an opinion.
It's okay. But it's like, is it an opinion we need? I need to know your opinion of this woman's naked body in comparison to other women's naked bodies.
Do I need to know your opinion of being excited about Yara?
Yes, because this is Yara as a character.
The double standard.
This is
I should
Yara
have
a
left my
character.
ass. I should have left my ass on mute.
This is Yara a character. I'm talking about like this woman's actual body in comparison to other women's bodies. Do you not see the difference?
I just said she has the best body on the show. That's my opinion. I don't think there's anything wrong with
That's
that.
your opinion of her body in comparison to other women's bodies. Why are you pitting bad bitches against each other? See, that's how men act.
Yo, woo,
Next!
that was Michael Jordan from the half court line of Space Jam. That's what that was.
God day.
I said what I said. Now,
That's a yo. Okay.
yeah, you said it.
Okay. You should edit that out.
I won't. I won't. You said she has the best body in the show,
You
correct?
should edit that
Better
out.
than whose body? Her body is better than whose body?
I just think she has the best body in
Everybody.
the show. I'm not
Okay.
pitting her. I'm not pitting her against anybody. I just think she's the best body in the show.
It's best implies that there is somebody
It's an
lesser than.
opinion. It's a personal opinion. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
But did it need to
I
be
probably got the
anything?
worst body.
On this
You got the
show?
worst
On this show. Oh,
gallbladder.
Jesus. Anyway, poor Theon. Poor Theon. Yara does take a moment to defend
Because
him and call him her protector.
you know he wanted in.
No, not after he's been Reek, which.
No, I'm saying, like, you know that he would, if the way his old self was
Oh yeah, he would have been
before,
all
he
over
would
that
have been
shit.
all
His
over
sister
that.
with his sister?
I mean, he
His,
fingered
I
all
mean,
of
he
us.
fingered her.
When he didn't know she was his sister?
And
She
then
let
after
him.
what and after that they were like, this is cool,
Sorry,
bro.
James, you can't say that. We're pitting bad bitches against bad bitches.
No, this is just weird. With his sister?
Bro, Jamie and Cersei had kids together. What do you mean?
They're weird.
The whole
It's
Targaryen
not
dynasty.
weird. The whole time, like, it's a thing in this time period.
Dog, it's not like for pleasure though.
She
Jamie and
okay.
Cersei is for
But
pleasure.
Yara wasn't weird
Targaryen
getting
is
fingered
for
by
oh,
somebody with
okay.
power.
She was egging him on. She wanted him to finger her.
To see what kind of person he was, and she found out.
Yo, How is that a justification?
because she's a woman, James, it's different.
I gotta keep it
It's
down. The
different.
baby's asleep.
I like how you're
It's
like, I have to keep it down. I got four kids here. I'm screaming.
well, you don't
Yeah,
have
that's not your baby.
a year and a half year old.
I gotta keep it down. My baby's trying to sleep, and that motherfucker needs to sleep because she be up drumming on my back at night,
Yes.
thinking it's a game. What are we doing?
It is a
Anyway.
game. Anyways.
The double standard is high.
What is the
That's all
double
I'm gonna
standard?
say.
I'm talking about characters and you're talking about bodies. Like you're talking about actual people's bodies and I'm talking about Yara the character. There is a difference. And I'm not talking about Yara's body. I'm talking about Yara being the strap god, which we have seen.
Anyway,
Here you go.
can we move? Can we progress through the scene?
We can't because she kept going. I've been trying. She calls Theon her protector. That's where I thought we were headed. And I was like, we'll get there because I'm really interested. Oh, no. Oh, buddy. Anyways, attack, attack.
Gonna need a bigger boot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, okay, here's my problem with this.
Uh-oh.
They took all the best ships. He built bigger ships, bigger and better ships in a very, very short time frame. I'd be fine if he built ships and they were smaller than his best ships.
On an
You know
island.
what? I'd be okay with that.
On
But
an
when that
island.
boat towers over the other one,
And on an island with little vegetation.
correct. Maybe they used the wood from that bridge that he threw old boy off of. Or they think of. Those were seasoned planks.
None of it makes any sense.
Yeah, doesn't make sense. And then you just happen to be there.
Right?
Again,
How you even know they were in the sea?
if we keep trying to analyze this like this is a high fantasy show, nothing's gonna make sense, you guys. Relax. Okay? The boat just showed up. Okay? On your
And
left.
now everybody's fighting on the boats, and you can't even tell who's who. For all you know, you're just killing your own people.
You could tell who the sand snakes are. They're the ones losing to Euron when they thought they
Oh
were going to
yeah,
out.
sheesh.
Remember after Oberyn died, and I said I wasn't impressed, and you were like, "Oh, well, what about the daughters? You should be impressed by them." And I was like, "No, nah, they ain't impressed me. This is why."
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, it is. It's chaos. It's pandemonium. People are dying. They're not going to kill Ilaria and whichever daughter that is that got down there. I know it's not Oberyn.
It's the prettiest woman in the world.
Oh, is that
No,
the one?
when we do
Her hair
the
grew out and I didn't recognize her. Okay.
That's the one that told Bronn she's the prettiest woman in the
That's
world.
that one. Okay.
When we do the poor one out, I am definitely saying the sand snakes because I have no idea who the fuck they're who they what their names are. No idea.
Same. I just know the actress of one of them is Jessica Henwick, so
Poor one out, Jessica.
but it's awful. Things are happening. People are dying. People's gold teeth are being fucking ripped out. And
And somebody is having a moment of some PTSD.
yeah, because Euron's got Yara and Theon abandoned ship.
He abandons Theon and Reek is back.
Oh, baby. Ooh, the piece like
I like Euron's axe though, I gotta say that. Like the little craftsmanship on the axe was pretty nice.
What about his laugh when Theon jumps? Yeah, that
I
shit's
need
insane. You
yeah.
have to go back and listen.
But
Like
I didn't
that
really
was like
pay
a big
attention.
deal when it aired.
Was it?
And it is like super insane. Like su and a super insane laugh. I enjoy it.
Was it a
I
big
didn't even
deal?
pay attention.
Yeah, I remember people like talking about it. Like I've read like people were like talking about it. Just how like diabolical he was and
It wasn't
well,
that.
he looked like a psycho through the entire
it's
season,
very
so
it's very psycho.
it looked like he would do that in real life.
Yeah, it's a very psycho laugh.
Well, it looks like Cersei is gonna get her presents. Is this gonna be enough?
That's what I was going to say. Like, Is it really all that?
Right?
It's quite a
Yara,
bit.
Alaria, she hates Alaria. Alaria killed her daughter. Alaria killed her daughter.
Yes,
And she gets her and a daughter.
but does she even care anymore?
Oh, we're talking about Cersei.
She didn't care that Tommen killed himself.
We're
He
talking. See,
betrayed
that's
us.
no, that's different. Tom is dead now. So, like, gone. But anybody else that's betrayed them in the past, like, she's out for blood. Like, she remembers.
She killed her daughter.
Not only do you have her now, you have her daughters as well.
You have her and her daughter, and she killed your daughter.
And with what seems like favorite out of the group.
She gave theft to Unella to the mountain.
I think she'll make it very public.
Okay.
See, with the chick that she gave to the mountain was very private. I
I
think
like
she's
that.
gonna, I think she's gonna make this one public to send out a message.
Okay. Okay. I like where you're going.
I think it's a good theory. Like, what better way to send a message to Daenerys than to make it public and say, "Look, like, this is what you're fucking with. We intercepted a ship. We're willing to kill your people in public."
But like, but does she need to do all that? 'Cause like she blew up the Sept. Like,
Yeah, but
But this is the direct attack to
Danny
Daenerys.
wasn't there.
Yeah, this is
So she don't
directly
know that the
impacts
Sept was
Daenerys.
blown
She
up.
knows.
She's insane.
But this directly impacts Daenerys.
Okay.
No, like this is a
Okay. I
significant
got you.
blow.
I
This
got
is a significant blow to the whole plan that they had.
you. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, would Yara be enough for that? Like, do you have to make them all public?
Yeah, everybody that they just took a hostage is gonna die in a public, some public meeting.
Think
All of them.
about when you talk about like grand scale battle. Like, you now have Daenerys' navy.
Yeah, like
Like,
Navy's
you just took
gone.
her entire navy. Because the Unsullied ain't piloting in those ships, and neither are the Dothraki now.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see.
Now, I don't mean to pit bad bitches against bad bitches and Daenerys and Cersei.
Don't
I don't mean to do it,
do it.
but you know.
Don't do it. Well, really, yeah. Well, they're characters.
I understand why you're pushing back. I
Well,
understand.
they're characters, and so, you know, my attraction to Yara is Yara the character, and not Yara the actress behind Yara. Not attracted to the actress behind Yara. I'm attracted to Yara and her BDE. ESE.
Pour one out. Who we pour one out for, y'all?
Wait, before we do that, I'm just gonna say
Here we go.
I ain't never forgiven Theon. Never.
Oh, that's a question for you. Do we see him again?
Oh yeah, we see him. Like, I mean, he's gonna get picked up by Gendry. And then they're gonna make
I was
it
gonna say,
this
like, if we do see him again, it's gonna be a goddamn miracle because you are now floating on a stick.
Nah, we gonna see
But
him
to be
again.
fair, Davos was also floating on a stick.
Now,
Rose was floating on a door.
yeah,
Like, pour
well,
one out.
I said, Theon is Drew Brees. I said it.
Well, you know what? That's fine because I don't like Drew
Don't
Brees
like Drew
either.
Brees.
I
I said it. Theon is Drew Brees.
don't think Theon's thrown 5,000 yards in like how many ever seasons Drew Brees did, but you know.
Theon is Drew Brees.
Maybe
That's all I can say.
he's like Alex Smith or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a good comp, and y'all might, this might be the one time I don't have a comp. Like, I'm trying to think of somebody who had a really good year, but everybody still hated him, and then he fell off. Maybe he's Kaepernick. I don't know.
Yeah, but like, Kaepernick wasn't really hated because of like.
Right, because what he did on the field.
Correct. I understand that. I understand that.
However, I didn't like Kaepernick as a football player before. I thought he was overrated, but
He's like,
just me.
he was a little overrated.
that it's not racism. Thank you. I don't care
But
about
boy,
no,
I
I'm
look
just
at,
I already didn't like him.
yep.
but I look at like Kirk Cousins this past week and like something like, why wasn't Kaepernick in the league? Like we have some of these
Well,
trash backups,
I
man, and I'm
do
like,
agree with that. That he should have had a job, but
yeah.
I do think he was overrated.
I look at some of these
Because
like
we have some
fucking
of
they were rolling
these.
out Jake Browning for the Bengals throwing four interceptions a game
Yep,
and
yep, yep,
like what are we doing?
yep.
Well, that was Game of Thrones, season 7, episode 2. Stormborn. Who are we pouring out for, Terry?
Just sand snakes, I think. That's a name. And Theon.
Sand snakes.
I
You didn't name them, but the sand.
told you I have no idea what their name is. Obra?
And the other one.
Yeah, and the other one. Do we does anybody know her name here?
No, I don't know either one of their names.
One of them is Oberyn, and the other one is Nym, but
Yo, that would have been
that's
the
the one that
last name
wanted
I
them out.
guessed.
So I think that's the one that went out. So I think it was Oberyn and Nym. Right?
Sure.
She's the one that wanted to fight them out. And
Cool. I would have never guessed her name was Nim. Like I
the one that's
the
left
one
is the one who was like, Mama says, Mama says.
Yeah. The one who wanted to fight the mountain was Jessica Henwick. The actress name.
Look, we just gonna go with Sand Snakes and
Okay.
Theon.
There it is. Them too.
And poor one out for Theon, because that man's Reek now. He's
Theon.
back to being Reek. So like Theon is gone.
Theon.
Gone.
Theon.
He's an excellent protector.
Theon. Trauma. Listen, trauma changes people. In case anybody's seen the new I Know What You Did Last Summer, trauma changes people.
Yo, I actually got really mad about it.
Trauma changes people. Trauma changes people. Theon.
Pour one out for you, buddy.
Theon. Theon. Drew Brees. Alrighty. Now for the quote segment. Let's take it with the pointy end.
I'll go first. I think I've gone like last couple times.
Sure.
So my first one is from Barris. Incompetence should not be rewarded with blind loyalty.
And let's just leave it there, honestly. Welcome to America, bitch.
My next one is not really a quote in the terms of since that was said by Tyrion, but reworded, I guess, regurgitated. All dwarves are bastards in their father's eyes. I like how that came back up. Next one's from Olenna. They won't obey you unless they fear you. Not always sound advice, by the way.
Right,
Not always the case.
also not super good advice for like children because she compares them to children. Your
Yeah.
children should not be afraid of you.
Yeah. Like, not always good advice. And my next one's from Hot Pie. I can't believe I thought you were a boy. You're pretty. And that's it. That's all I got.
right, I'm gonna go next. Both of mine from Danny. If you ever betray me, I'll burn you alive. And I am not here to be queen of the ashes.
But you'll burn someone alive and make them ashes.
There it is, baby. Kid.
Queen.
Now, see, you're making too much sense now, Terry. Jin.
All right, well, you took two of mine, so I guess my last one is from Grey Worm. You are my weakness.
So sweet. Was that for Katie? Aw, hey girl. I hope she's not listening to this.
Well, I don't think she does.
You
If
don't.
she has, if she has, she hasn't told me.
You don't listen to it.
No.
So I only listen to it because I have to edit it.
I'll
I
probably
enjoy listening
listen.
to it.
I might listen
I
to
enjoy
it
listening back.
when we're done. I might listen to it.
DJ, you are such a good husband. Like, you're such a good man. Wow. What a good dad. What a helpful husband.
Imagine celebrating someone for doing their job.
What a helpful husband. A lot of dudes don't be out here.
Oh my God.
I think you're helpful. I
I
think
try. I try.
I've seen a lot of men not be helpful.
Black men at that. So I'm breaking down barriers here.
I actually don't know a lot of black men who aren't bad dads.
It's a stereotype.
I know
I'm
it.
breaking stereotypes. It 100% is a stereotype.
It is. It
It
is.
really
It
is.
is.
All right, Gingy. Blind ranking. Out of seven.
Or would you put one? We put one at five, right? Or no,
One.
four, because we're at, yeah.
Out
Because,
of seven.
and honestly, I'd rather this episode be four. So
So you're gonna put this one
I
three?
put it at five. Five.
Oh, you always play a safe, man. You don't take no risk.
That's smart. Play like Danny.
Yeah, I put it at
Strategery.
five.
Okay.
I definitely wish I could have put it at four, though.
How much better do you think it's gonna get?
I hope a lot better.
Have we talked it up? Have we talked it up a lot?
I
Not
mean, TJ said it's one of
not like
his favorite
season, not
seasons.
like season six, but I do enjoy season seven a lot. I love the season a lot. Like the stuff we find out in the season.
Yeah.
I mean, so far so good. Two episodes in, and
Yeah, like it's really it's a good season.
yeah, there's just
We get a lot in this season.
Gonna be like 10 minutes each episode where we're like, how does this even work?
Probably.
I feel
Other than
like
that,
we've
the
done
rest of
that majority of the series,
the
though.
Yeah, we
So,
have.
not the way that we're gonna do it this season. Like, we
Or
all know
next
how
season.
time works this season. Like, we haven't figured out how time works in other seasons. This season and next season, especially, it's just a lot of now, how, now what?
Like, there's one thing that I am super, super excited about you seeing in this season. And it's only because of, it's not even like, it's not something I would have said, oh my God, like in the beginning, like I'm super excited about. It's just something that you said that made me super excited about you seeing.
Oh,
me too. Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
right. I guess that is going to do it for this episode of Charge the Game, a Game of Thrones Rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. You can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE, everywhere. So, on behalf of two disgusting men who have not paid their league dues, I am Lauren Lovegood, and
But are willing to pay $15 a month to host this episode.
we might see you next time. And now our watch is ended.